B'shem Hashem, Na'aseh V'Natzliach. Shir number 4 in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Today we are explaining how Rosh Hashanah serves as the root and foundation of the entire upcoming year. Although Rosh Hashanah possesses several distinct names, both in Tanakh and Tefillah, for example, Zichron Truah or Yom Truah, or in Tefillah, Yom HaZikaron, despite these explicit Torah titles, the entire Masechta in Shas that codifies all the laws and core concepts of the day was designated by Chazal using the specific term Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, is how we refer to it. Why did Chazal choose to define the overreaching essence of the day specifically as the head or the beginning of the year? Seemingly, being the first calendar day is merely one technical detail of the day, and arguably not even the primary detail we ought to focus on. The primary focus on the day is Yom Hadin, it's the day of judgment, and accepting Malchus Hashem. Why then are we focusing so heavily on the fact that it's the start of the year? The morale in Gevuras Hashem at the end of chapter 51 explains the linguistic root of the word Shana. The word Shana stems directly from the language of Shinui, change or transformation. Every single year represents a complete fundamental transformation in a person's reality. Is not merely a continuation of the past year. Hashem grants every individual a brand new tafkid, a spiritual mission in Avodas Hashem, specifically tailored for that upcoming year. To define in a deeper way the exact nature of this annual renewal, Hischatzos, that takes place on Rosh Hashanah, we must look at the Ramban's explanation of creation itself. The Ramban in Sefer Bereishis explains that all occurrences, events, and developments that will ever occur throughout the 6,000 years of human creation were entirely included and rooted within the original 6 days of creation. Consider a seed that is planted in the ground. Inside a small seed lies the entire potential for the future tree that will sprout from it in all its details. The size of the tree, its strength, the flavor of its fruit, their color, and how large the tree will grow are already contained within the seed. Although an onlooker examining the seed cannot visibly discern any of these detailed characteristics, as a tree grows and develops, it becomes clear to everyone that all these characteristics were present within the initial seed that was planted. The Ramban notes that every day of creation corresponds to 1,000 years of world history. Day 1 equals the first millennium, year 1 through 1,000, and day 6, the sixth millennium, year 5,000 through 6,000. All general roots of everything that would occur across the 6,000 years were already rooted within those original 6 days. The Vilna Gaon in Bir Sifra Detzeinutza, I don't know how to pronounce that, sorry, in page 66, elaborates extensively on this foundational concept. The Gra writes that anyone who possesses an understanding of everything that occurred on the sixth day of creation will have an understanding of what is taking place in the sixth millennium, and will be able to understand when Mashiach is going to come. The Gra further writes that you should know that everything that is currently taking place and will take place in the future is included within the words of the Torah from Bereishis until Le'enei Kol Yisrael at the end of the Sefer Devarim. Every detail of every species in the world, every detail of a person's life from what occurs at his birth and every event of his life until he passes away is all included in the Torah. The Torah organizes these details through expanding levels, overreaching principles called klalim. It basically starts bigger, and as we said, the whole Torah, and then more generalized klal from Bereishis through Parshas Noach, just Parshas Bereishis, then the more focused klal, first parsha of creation until Asher Bara Elokim La'asos at the end of Vayichulu, and then the klal of klal in the very first verse, Bereishis Bara Elokim. And then the seven letters of Bereishis itself. The seven letters of the word Bereishis correspond directly to the 7,000 years of world history. Rabbi Chaim Freilander Satzal explains the deeper meaning behind this structure. Everything that occurs in our physical world, all the spiritual abundance, the hashpah, stems directly from the spiritual world, which has no limitations of physical time. Therefore, for spiritual energy to descend into our time-bound world, there must be a process of hashpah. First, it comes down as an overreaching root, a principle, a cloud. The cloud then branches out into more specific subcategories. Finally, it breaks down into many individual practical details called pratim. This mechanism explains why in the Birchas Zichronis on Rosh Hashanah, when we refer to Hashem judging us, we say, Ki akol goli v'yadul fenecha, for everything is revealed and known before you. And then we say further, Tzoyfe umabit ad tzoyf kol adoyres, you foresee and gaze until the end of all generation. Hashem judges us based on a master plan that he has had from the very beginning of creation. Every year in Rosh Hashanah, we are given a new spiritual tafkid, which already was rooted in the 6 days of creation. Every step and every generation adds onto this master plan, and we are a link in that ongoing chain. This insight clarifies the profound significance of why the day is designated as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. In the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we recite, Zeh hayom techilas ma'asecho zikorin liyom rishon. This day is the beginning of your works, a remembrance of the first day. We explicitly make a reference to the fact that Rosh Hashanah is like the day of the beginning of creation, reminding us of the very first day of creation, that it contains all potential. Just as Bereishis and in the beginning of creation, everything was included in the seed form, so too Rosh Hashanah is the klal, the root that includes the full potential, trajectory, and hashpah of the entire upcoming year. Just as the head contains a nerve center that controls and directs the entire body, Rosh Hashanah is a spiritual head that governs every single day of the year to come. So to summarize our mindset, Shana is the root of Shinoi, transformation. Every Rosh Hashanah brings a complete transformation, granting a brand new tafkid for the upcoming year. Just as the 6 days of creation were the seed for the 6,000 years, Rosh Hashanah is the seed, is the klal, the root that contains every single detail for the upcoming 365 days. On Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Hayom Techilas Ma'asecho, Hashem evaluates us based on how our personal year fits into this ultimate master plan of creation. Have a wonderful evening.